Do you love Count Rahun's feature of fright? Well, the next time you are on Facebook, wasting away your time on cat videos, might I suggest that you type in Count Rahun's feature of fright in your top search bar, find our fan page, and give us a like. You can also follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is @CountRahun, all one word. Be sure to like all of my photos and tweet at me. I will most certainly respond back. Good evening, spooks and spookettes. Count Rahun is here, and it is time for yet another feature of fright. Let us go ahead and get into the heart of the matter, and hopefully you won't feel the need to drive a stake through it. Tonight we will travel to a part of the world not familiar to most. It is in the land of Scotland. Off of the coast of this most vibrant land lies an island chain known as Orkney. More specifically, a small island called North Ronaldsay. A very peculiar place by most people's standards. The island itself is quite flat, yet very jagged at the edge of its coasts. It is very isolated from the rest of the world. There are only two ways to get there. By ferry or air. There are no trees, but many people. Most of these folks come from a very long line of sheep farmers and fishermen. This may seem like a random bit of information, but it is important because we are going to a farmer's house. Generations and generations of such men are well aware and witnesses to the terrifying superstitions that have haunted North Ronaldsay since time began. Venture with me, spooks and spookettes, and we shall find what lies beneath the briny depths.
They had tea in the cafeteria.
Thanks, love.
Shane and Margaret, also called Mag. They both met in college. Shane is American, and Mag is originally from the island, an international exchange student. They are both going there for what they believe to be the funeral for Mag's mother.
I was always hoping I could meet your parents.
Just not like this. Thank you for doing this.
No need to. It gives me an excuse to miss Sanger's exam. It's good to see a smile. I missed it, you know.
Maybe a bit longer before you see another. This place is really gray.
Well, your mom just died, Mag.
Besides that, it's a weird place, Shane. Not a bad place, just weird.
It can't be that weird. Scotland seems to be a pretty cool place to me. The people are nice, open.
Yeah, but it's a different place altogether. You'll see why. It's hard to explain.
Well, if it brought you to me, it can't be that bad, can it?
I'm sort of a black sheep.
Well, I guess I'm a sucker for a black sheep. Oh, I hate that thing.
We could have taken a plane.
No, I like boats, just not that stupid horn.
We're almost there. No more dealing with the bloody thing, eh?
It was difficult to find a cab, so Mag and Shane hitchhiked their way from the harbor to the home of Mag's father, Rory.
So, this is the inn?
Yeah. They owned the inn and a sheep farm on top of it.
Oh, it's a beautiful place.
But the sun never shines here.
It's always either rainy or foggy.
Do people stay here a lot then?
During the summer. Tourist season's pretty busy here. There's Dad.
What's up?
What is he doing?
I don't know. You're the country girl.
He's leading them somewhere.
Maybe another field to graze or something?
That is the field to graze. Come on. I want to see what he's doing. We're almost there.
Come on, quick! The tide's coming in. All of you, come!
Oh my God.
He's drowning the sheep.
Dad?
Damn it, you're scaring him away.
What the bloody hell are you doing?
Hi, Mag. Glad you came.
Look, I get that you've had a rough week, but you shouldn't kill those sheep.
And who do you think you are telling me what to do, Boyle?
His name is Shane. He's my boyfriend.
Boyfriend, eh?
I wanted him here with me for the funeral.
There ain't gonna be a funeral, Mag.
What?
You hungry? I got supper waiting for us.
Rory led Shane and Mag into the inn, which at this time has plenty of vacancies.
Here, fisherman's pie. Caught the cod this morning.
Oh, I can't eat this. I'm a vegetarian.
Then pick the fish out.
Dad, we need to talk.
I told you what you need to know.
What's gotten into you? You're being stubborn. I've never seen you act this way. It's not like you to be so mean and dishonest. My mum's dead. I need to know what happened. Why aren't we having a funeral for her?
I never said she was dead.
You said she was gone.
Right, but I never said she was dead. I don't know if she is, at least not for sure.
Dad, you're not being clear.
I'm being as clear as I can be, Mag.
Or as clear as you want to be.
Don't try to be accusatory, Boyle.
Call him by his name. Don't be rude.
Well, I'm sorry for my manners, Shane. But truthfully, I don't want to say any more than I've already said.
Why?
Because you might think I'm bonkers. Truthfully, I think I'm bonkers too.
Why would I think that?
Because I'm not sure what I saw is what I saw.
Dad, please tell me. I won't think you're crazy. I just want to know.
It's been a tough year for you, Ma and me. Business was slow this summer. We got by, but it was rough. So one night, I get the bright idea to be romantic. And I take her out on a walk. Never really had the chance to see what water looked like at night, especially with a full moon. We were having a good time. And then all of a sudden, I hear this loud screech. It sounded like a freight train coming out of hell. This thing comes out of the water, massive. I couldn't quite tell what it was, but then it crossed the moonlight. I could make out its shape. It was like a horse, a great big one, and it was moving fast. I could not believe my eyes. Before I could wrap head around it, it was right on top of us, and it got your mom, took her away. I ran after him, but I could not keep up. They made it back into the water before I had a chance to do anything. It didn't occur to me at that moment that I'd just seen the Nuklave.
The Nuklave? I thought those were stories you used to tell me to scare me from going out at night.
Aye, so did I. I thought they were just stories when me pa told it to me and his pa before him. Just thought they were a myth. Then I saw him. No better now than to ever go out on the water at night.
Dad, I love you. But I think you're right. I think you're gone crazy.
I hope so. If what I saw was a hallucination, then God be praised.
Did you call the police?
I did. I described as clearly as I am now. They told me it was the Nuklave. Told me I should have known better.
We need to call Edinburgh.
You need to let me sacrifice the rest of the sheep.
The Nuklave eats sheep?
No. It's for the Mither of the Sea.
Who?
Dad, there is no Mither of the Sea.
Donna, say that. If I give her what she wants, then maybe she'll bring your ma back, or at least protect you.
Dad, I think you need to go to bed. Maybe all you need is some rest. You usually don't sleep well when you're this stressed.
How don't you dare talk to me like a child! I slept just fine till I saw what I saw. I will not sleep again till I end this. All jokes aside, I know he's out there.
Rory retired for the evening. The news of her mother made Mag upset enough to go outside to get some fresh air. Shane followed her.
You okay?
Yeah, he's sleeping. I think he's just overwhelmed. Maybe it's...
What's up? What's wrong?
Well, maybe it is early. Maybe it was that bad, you know. He doesn't want to say it because he's got to live through it all again.
It's okay, come here.
No. No, it's fine, really. I'll get to it. I'll go down to the station tomorrow and see what they say.
I'll go with you.
All right. I might sleep in a little bit. I think the jet lag's finally gotten to me.
Okay.
You coming to bed?
I will later, but I think I'm gonna go for a little walk. I'm not really tired.
Okay. Be careful. Good night, love.
Good night. Any Wi-Fi out here? No music tonight, I guess.
Help! Help!
Quiet! Quiet, it's me!
What'd you do that for?
What are you doing out this late? You need to be inside with Mag.
I just went out for a walk.
Bad idea. This is Scotland. Something's bound to take you and drag you under the briny depths. Never come out at night.
What are you doing out here?
Never mind me.
Mag thinks you're in bed.
Good. That's for the best.
What are you doing?
Do you not worry about it?
It's the sheep, isn't it? Why do you want to kill them? I don't get it.
You wouldn't understand. You're not from here. Sometimes we have to do strange things to protect the people we love.
Are you talking about that knuckle thing?
Knucklebe. Aye.
Come on, Rory.
What?
I know this is hard.
Hard? That's an understatement. I need you to step aside.
Mag?
Mag doesn't have to know.
Well, I'm gonna tell her.
Oh, be a man. Don't go crying to her like a baby. You're gonna try and stop me, then do it. Otherwise, keep your mouth shut. The Mither wants her sheep. She'll get it. He may not bring Rosie back, but it'll keep Mag safe, maybe even you.
Rory, I'm sure you've been dealing with a lot.
Do not give me that reverse psychology bollocks. You don't believe me?
No.
Then follow me.
Shane and Rory led the herd of sheep to the edge of the water. There, Shane would become a witness to an ancient rite that few people outside of this realm have ever seen before.
Not yet. Hold them. Oh, great Mither of the Sea. I come to ye in a time of great trouble. Prosperity is waning, so much uncertainty about the world and my country, and now my sweet Rosie has been taken by the Knucklebe. I charge ye, Mither of the Sea, if my wife is still alive, I beg ye, please bring her back. If what is done, then please accept the rest of this blood sacrifice as payment for the safety of me daughter Margaret, and hopefully the recovery of me business and farm. I pray this is pleasing to you, and I apologize for earlier being only able to give you half me herd. Now, you shall have your tribute in full. Come on, Shane.
How do you...
Just get out of the way. They walk right in.
This is wrong.
They're sheep. It's not that big of a deal.
They are living beings. Don't they deserve to live too?
How fortunate it is to live a life so privileged that your chief concern is the life of an animal. Do not worry. I'm not trying to be too hard on you. I was the same way. A logical man. An educated man. I did not believe in superstition till it came out of the briny depths and took everything I loved.
If you're right, how will we know it worked?
If Mac makes it back to the States, then it was successful. It looks like they're all gone.
I guess the rain's coming in.
That isn't rain.
Sounds like it.
Give it a moment.
What is it then?
Look across the water. You'll see him in the moonlight.
I see something. Oh my God, is that a horse?
That is the Nuklevi's son.
This can't be real. The Dark's playing tricks.
No, it's real. You'll see in a moment.
You said if it was successful.
It did not mean he won't come out at night. Sorry, Boyle. He's got to get somebody.
Ugh! Hey!
Go on! Take him, you demon bastard, and leave the rest of us alone. You had to do it, Rory. She could have done better anyway.
What's going on?
Mag.
What are you doing out here?
It had to be done, dear.
What had to be done?
The most important thing is that you're safe. I'd pay any price in the world for that.
Have you seen Shane out here? Dad, where is Shane?
He had to go.
Go where? Stop avoiding me. Go where?
I'm sorry, love, but it had to be done.
Had to? Where is he, Dad?
Mag, I cannot...
Where is he? Where is Shane? What did you do?
I did not do anything. The Nuklevi got him.
Are you deranged? I don't know why, but you've lost it. You killed him.
I did not.
The Nuklevi? Really? I don't know what to say.
It's all right.
Stay away!
I'm not gonna hurt you.
You said it had to be done. What does that mean?
The Nuklevi has to get someone. That's his bag, but better him than you.
Why didn't you just join Ma? If that's what happened, then why did you put someone else in harm's way?
I do not know.
I'm going to the police.
They will not do anything. They did not with Ma, they won't with him. They know the Nuklevi too. Don't hit me! Please, stop!
How could you do this? How could you do this? You're a monster! You're a monster! How could you do this to Shane? To Shane! No! You can't do this! You can't! Dad? Dad? No, no. No, no, no. I'm sorry! No, where are you? You were just here. Dad, where'd you go? You just disappeared. How's it?
Well done, Islander. The sacrifices are just. Now, go in peace.
Pure tragedy this evening, Spooks and Spookettes. Not just the story of a young girl losing her father and significant other in the same night, but the realization that there are things beyond our control, and no matter the degree of logic, defiance, or foresight, there could be no prevention. There are times in life where bad things happen, and the only wise thing to do is to persevere through the darkness. Maturity comes from recognizing limitations, whether it is in your own life or in the world around you. Now, this may seem gloomy, ecclesiastical, if I may be so biblical, but don't get me wrong. Your count is a firm believer in never say die. I am merely saying that one cannot proceed without understanding what lurks beyond our own line of vision. Some things are inescapable, and one should not be so quick to underestimate the things that one does not understand. Well, off of my philosophical soapbox, unfortunately that is all the time I have, but be sure to join me next time for yet another feature of Fright. Until then, as far as things go when things go bump in the night, there are such things. Want to help the show grow? Well, you can start by leaving us a review on iTunes. Go to your iTunes account, click on Podcasts, type in Count Rahoon's feature of Fright. Once you hit the main page, go to Ratings and Reviews, and click Write a Review. The more reviews we get, the higher we move up in the iTunes rankings, and the closer we get to world domination. Thank you, Spooks and Spookettes.
Hello, Internet Land. This is Austin Duke from Camcorder TV and 4077 Productions. Do you like music? Do you like the songs you hear on the radio but wish you could hear more like them? Well, then check out our new podcast, Album Cuts, where I take a look at entire musical albums and go through every single song, not just the singles, and see what you're missing out on if you only listen to the radio. Again, that is Album Cuts from Camcorder TV and 4077 Productions.